This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The welcome display at Denver International Airport on Peña Boulevard has been shut down for repairs. DIA says key electrical parts were stolen. The theft has been reported to Denver police. The damage is considered minimal. Repairs are expected next week. Forecasters say Colorado could set new heat records this weekend, and emergency authorities are urging people to prepare for triple-digit weather in parts of the state. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
A high-pressure system in the western U.S. is expected to settle over the state. This could push down a layer of warm air and cause temperatures to soar. The National Weather Service says the mountains could reach the 80s and the plains will likely reach the 90s on Saturday. Sunday is expected to be even hotter, with parts of the plains possibly hitting more than 100 degrees. Things should cool off late Sunday as a cold front moves in. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
An organization in the San Luis Valley is receiving $200,000 to help address food waste. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
The money from the Environmental Protection Agency will go to the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition and its hub in Mosca. The organization will launch a renewable energy park and install a new system aimed at turning organic waste into processing and cooking fuel. Headquartered in Alamosa, the coalition also runs family farming programs and helps connect local farmers to wholesale buyers. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
Millions of Colorado chickens have been killed in Weld County as Governor Polis extends the avian flu emergency declaration. The order continues until the end of July. This is CPR News.